Item 1, from the County Executive, appointing Mr. Paul Bargren as Corporation Counsel for Milwaukee County.
Oh, very good. Mr. Thorhorst, thanks for joining us today. We were looking for someone. I'm sorry, Ms. Colton. No, I'm just I've served with many people from your office and in your position. So, Ms. Colton, thank you for joining us this morning, and I see you have the appointment of Mr. Bargren. Have some words for us,
supervisors. I'm here today with Mr. Paul Bargren. As our appointment to Corporation Counsel. He's reached out to all of you to meet and have introductory meetings, and I'll let him introduce a little bit more about himself, and I can answer any other questions you might have.
Very good. Mr. Bargren,
Chairman,
welcome. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairman. Supervisors, thanks for the opportunity to speak to the community. The path that brought me here is a little bit unusual. My first career was in journalism. I was in journalism for 19 years. The last 10 were at the Milwaukee Journal before it became the Journal Sentinel. I covered City Hall when Henry Meyer was the mayor, and I spent 5 years there also as an editor on the city desk. Then I opted for law school. I commuted over to Madison, and when I graduated, I started work at Foley & Lardner, where I stayed also for 19 years and where I became a litigation partner. And I was planning to retire from Foley pretty soon, probably in 2014, and I'd already started winding down to less than full time, and thought about what to do in retirement. I thought about volunteering, teaching, more sailing, and maybe some sort of public service. And so one Tuesday afternoon last July, my phone rang, and it was Mark Murata, who I think a lot of you may know. He's also a partner at Foley. And he said that he had been working a little bit with the exec to find a candidate for Corporation Counsel after the departure of the last one. And he said they were looking for somebody who didn't have any political baggage or ambitions, somebody who came from maybe a respected firm in town, maybe somebody who was retired from a respected firm in town, and would I be interested? And, you know, I was. I thought that this sounds like something I can do, and I can do well. And I'd said I was interested in public service, and so here I sit. I came over to the courthouse. I interviewed with Chris Abley, first time I'd ever met him. He offered me the job, and I officially retired from Foley, and I began here on September 26th. I would say, I guess it's not quite accurate to say I don't have an agenda. My agenda is to promote good government in Milwaukee and Wisconsin, in the long progressive tradition. My pledge is to be independent, impartial, and responsible to the people. And if those words sound familiar, it's because they come from the county ethics code. As a corporation counsel, my client is the county first, and all of you, and all of the other officials and elected officials and administrators who serve here. And I know that sometimes that can result in conflicts. But as I've pledged, and I think as those of you I've worked with have seen, if you ask my opinion in confidence, it'll remain in confidence. Nobody else will know. I won't tell you what others ask either. On some issues lately, especially where there's been a broader interest and questions from various quarters, I've gone ahead and issued a public statement, put it on Legistar, made it available. I think that serves everybody so that everybody knows at least what I'm thinking. I have been very pleased to find a highly qualified and very dedicated group of attorneys in the Corporation Counsel's office. They work very hard. They believe in what they do. I've also been pleased to learn that they support me in this endeavor. And I've been equally as pleased to meet a large number of dedicated and competent administrators, managers, elected officials at the county who have a vision for a better county and better county government, and my aim is to help all of them do their job well. I think county government has a lot to offer the people it serves. My wife and I chose to live in Milwaukee County when we moved to Wauwatosa 30 years ago. We haven't been disappointed, and I'm honored to be part of this organization now. So with that, any questions?
Supervisor
Supervisor Johnson.
Mr. Chairman, I don't have a question, but before Corporation Council leaves for retirement, I move approval. I'm not going to make a lot of jokes, but I think this is the time.
All right. And we do have one semi-public comment. Supervisor Roger.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I am reassured by your statement regarding neutrality and objectivity. A past Corp Council, long before our time, I think any of us, even Supervisor Borkowski's time, we had a Corp Council who made a practice of flying a Swiss flag behind his desk. Had I had the time in preparation for today, I would have gone over to Eater Flag and purchased one as an indication of that to present you. But symbolically, I'd like to suggest that that's something I may still do, depending upon how things evolve. But I think you are well aware of the feelings of some of us on the board regarding past Corp Councils. Leanings, not always kind of, you know, and they may have been objective, but they weren't perceived that way, and so much is a matter of perception. So I intend to support your nomination here and look forward to your service. Thank you.
Supervisor Rainey? I'm sorry. Supervisor Deskins, I thought you both had your hand up. Sorry.
Okay. Thanks, Mr. Chair. Just a couple of questions for Dr. Colton, if I can. How many other candidates were interviewed for this job?
Thank you, Chairman and Supervisors. The county executive spoke to various people. I'm not exactly sure of the number. But he looked at a wide variety of really qualified candidates and thought that Mr. Bargan was the most qualified for this position.
And did the county executive work with anybody here at the county board in terms of selecting anyone, the chairperson or the chairman of this committee at all?
Chairman, supervisors, the county executive reached out to many community leaders who understand what the role of a corporation council at the county is and had their input into their process.
Well, then just my comment, which is that given what we just went through with prior corporation council, I really am disappointed that the county executive didn't include somebody from the county board in terms of at least getting a chance to meet some of the candidates and talk to some of the candidates in advance. And I appreciate that he reached out to community leaders, but Mr. Bargren doesn't represent community leaders. He represents me, he represents the people at this table, he represents Milwaukee County. And, you know, given the rocky relationship some of us had with the last corporation council, I just was disappointed that he didn't bring us into the process. I completely understand he's the county executive, he makes this appointment, but given that Mr. Bargren or the corporation council walks that extremely thin tightrope of representing Milwaukee County and not the executive and not the board, I'm just disappointed that there wasn't some input or some participation. Having said that, I appreciate getting to know Mr. Barger in the last few months and, have appreciated his advice over those few months and am looking forward to moving forward with him.
Were there other questions or comments from members? All right. Otherwise, go to a public comment. Are you you leaving your official hat on the table and
no,
and
I probably
a public
sit at the other
That's
table.
What I'm wondering, right, just for symbolism, whether or not you could join us as a public member. Mr. Grady, Mark Grady.
I took the unusual step of filling out a blue card. I've never done that, and I don't probably intend to ever do it again. But I'm in a fairly unique situation. I did talk to county executive about this position myself. But I want to tell you that I am very supportive of Mr. Bargren's appointment. I'm a civil service employee. I don't serve at his pleasure. And so, you know, he's not hearing this because he wants me to say this. I have found him to be very competent. I have found him to be independent. I have found him to have jumped in head over heels into the work that we do. I've enjoyed working with him. I'm sure I'm going to continue to enjoy working with him. I think he is the kind of person that you are looking for, whether you know it or not yet. And I just want to support his appointment. I really think I'm looking forward to hopefully ending my career under his leadership of the office. So I just, again, want to support him. And to the extent my endorsement means anything, I'm hoping it helps. Maybe it won't. Maybe it'll have the reverse effect, but I'm hoping it helps. And so as a...
Well, the votes were there.
You're never supposed to talk if the votes are there.
You can have another opening in your corporate counsel, too.
But I really wanted to be on the record with the comment. I really did. And so I just want to support him and ask for your support. Thanks.
Thank you, Mr. Green. Any other comments from committee? Seeing none, the motion before us is for approval.
On the motion to approve item 1, Supervisors Borkowski.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Weishan.
No.
Broderick.
Aye.
Rainey.
Aye.
Staskunas.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
There are 6 ayes, 1 no. The motion to approve is approved.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Congratulations. Wow.
We'll light a candle for you.
Item 2, please.